morning. A few minutes. I'd like to direct our thoughts toward remembering the death of Christ. Remembering the death of Christ is, I think we all understand and accept, important. It was something that Christ established himself with his apostles. In Luke chapter 22, he established the Lord's Supper with its emblems to remember his death, his body, and his blood. Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. And when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Did not intend to strike out, "Do this in remembrance of me." My formatting change. But the emphasis should be that Jesus, when he took the bread and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." His apostles were to remember it, and we are to remember it, because the death of Christ is important. Christ died for all. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, Paul tells the Corinthians, "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Part of the argument that Paul is making there is that because Christ died for all, and because there are those who have decided that they should no longer live for themselves because of the fact that Christ died and was risen again, that they should be compelled to understand that and to act accordingly. But the point is that Christ died for all. And why did he die? He died for our sins. Christ died for our sins. Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, Paul told those when he wrote to the Galatians, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God and Father, in whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Christ gave himself for our sins. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." We are reconciled through Christ. Christ died for ungodly men. We are ungodly men, and he died for us. He demonstrated his love. God demonstrated his love through Christ. Christ died for our sins. And it is Christ's death that is the only means for the remission of our sins. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, the Hebrew writer is making the point that in the times past, many animal sacrifices have been made because there is no remission without the shedding of blood. Hebrews 9, verse 22, "And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission." But unfortunately, animal sacrifice was not enough. "For it is not possible with the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Hebrews 10, verse 4. So instead, the answer was Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 7 and verse 10 as well. "Therefore, when he came into the world, that being Christ, he said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you had no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do your will, O God.'" In verse 10, "By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." I think just briefly we can see that over and over it's emphasized the importance of remembering Christ's death, remembering what his death did, giving his body on the cross reconciled us to God, shedding his blood reconciled us to God, because we were ungodly, but yet the blood of Christ reconciled us to God. And we therefore remember Christ's death with the Lord's Supper. Paul told those in Corinth the importance of it, verses 23 through 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. In a moment, we will be taking the Lord's Supper, and we will be proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. We'll be remembering that sacrifice and what that sacrifice did for us. And let us think always on Christ's death and what great love was demonstrated for us.